Hey, you guys, it's Melissa here from MelissaOatman.com. Welcome to another episode of Awaken Your Inner Awesomeness, a weekly podcast devoted to all things spirituality and self-improvement. I am so delighted you're here with me today. I'm going to be talking about how to break through fear so that you can move forward towards your dreams. I've been channeling messages from the universe lately about big happy changes that are coming in, but it's requiring us to do a little bit of work. For some of us, fear is keeping us stuck and held back. And so today, I want to talk to you about what this fear is really about and how you can move past it so that you can step into the best version of yourself and live that dream life. But before we get started for today, I want to let you know what's been going on. I have started creating and designing some shirts, travel mugs, iPhone and Samsung cases, and other products that have inspirational sayings and quotes on them. Because if you're like me, sometimes I need things right in front of my face. Some of my clients used to tell me that they would put sticky notes in front of them with sayings on them, like the universe is always working on your behalf, things that I have said in my podcast. And I thought that was so cool, but I thought, hey, yeah, I should be designing things for people that they can have in front of them just to help them remember what's important. So I designed some travel mugs with sayings on them like believe in yourself and love yourself. So if you need some inspirational stuff, whether it's t-shirt, travel mug, phone case, or whatever, go check out my store. If you go to my website, www.melissaoatman.com/store, you can see all of the merchandise there. And if you're looking to book a reading or a service with me, you can still do that from my website. You'll have to go under store and then click on reading because unfortunately, I'm not tech savvy enough to figure out how to divide those things into two separate pages, but you can still get to my readings and Reiki sessions and all of that. If you go to the store page, there will be a drop-down menu, and you can easily get to the different categories. So there are things like women's clothing, men's clothing, mugs, all the other stuff's all under merchandise. But you can find it all there. So go check it out. Take a look. I really appreciate it. And so now back to what we were talking about today, which is why are we keeping ourselves stuck with fear, and how can we work through that? So I channeled some messages to give to you today on this podcast. And what I channeled was the universe wants you to see fear for what it is. It's a limitation or an illusion. But what is truly real? That's what the universe wants us to look at. Is the fear that we're feeling truly real, or is it irrational? And what is it? Why is this fear so strong? What would happen if you let it go? What could you accomplish if you only took a risk? You were not meant to be small, so what beliefs are holding you back? And do those beliefs really come from you? Or are they coming from someone else? Things you've been told throughout your life that you're just making assumptions about. The only opinion that matters is your own. So stop doing what others expect you to do. It's time to be bold right now. So that was a message coming out, and I have been channeling messages from the universe for the last couple of weeks about how we need to cherish our life and see the good that is all around us. And instead of looking far ahead into the future and saying, I don't have that dream job, I don't have that dream relationship, I don't have fill in the blank with whatever it is that you're hoping to have, don't focus on the fact that you don't have it right now. You need to focus on the blessings that are all around you and expect more blessings to come in. Now, a big part of that and a big part of the reason why we sometimes don't see our manifestations coming true is because we're afraid. We're afraid of being successful, whether you realize you have that fear or not. Many of us do. And I was listening to Mel Robbins, actually. It was interesting. I was trying to get all of my stuff together to do this podcast episode. And she just popped up on my feed and it was about fear of success. And I thought, oh my gosh, that's exactly what I'm doing this episode about. It was not fear of success necessarily, but just fear. So I thought, okay, I'm going to listen to this and see what she has to say. And she said that fear of success really boils down to one thing. And that is the fear of not having enough, that we feel like we're not enough. It always comes back to that self-love. But she said, in order to really bust through that, what you have to understand is that you will fail. And it's okay to fail, because from failing, we learn. You might have decided that you wanted to try something and it didn't work out, but maybe it led to something else. So she was talking about how she had a television show that didn't get picked up, but it led to her doing something different, which actually turned out to be successful. Failure causes us to pivot. And that is where we are sometimes led to the most amazing things. For example, I had relationships that failed, but it led me to do some soul searching and led me to learn and grow a lot. I had to do a lot of inner shadow work and healing, and that actually led me to becoming an author and a podcaster, because from that I decided I learned so much. I need to share this with other people. So I started a podcast, and then I wrote my first book, Beautifully Broken, about my experiences going through a breakup and rebuilding my life and realizing that all of the times that my relationships failed, it was because I personally hadn't worked on that self-love. For some reason in my life, I told myself these stories that I wasn't good enough, that I was going to be abandoned because that is what I had seen in my life and there was proof of that. And I was really self-sabotaging in a lot of ways. And so I had to learn how to love myself again and to let go of that fear of abandonment, because those fears, we base them because of evidence we've seen in the past. But just because something happened in the past does not mean it's going to repeat itself in the future. We have to have a little bit of faith. But she said you also have to be willing to fail, that failure is not fatal. It's okay to fail, because when we fail, we're again oftentimes pivoted onto the right path. And so it's important to understand that we need to let go of the fear. Stop thinking about what could go wrong and instead think about what would happen if it worked out and it went well. Because the universe wants you to be successful. The universe wants you to be abundant and to be happy. We're the ones who keep ourselves stuck, because we either keep doing what we've always done because it feels safe, and then we keep getting the same results we've always gotten, or we're not willing to take a risk because we just don't believe in ourselves. And both of those things are going to keep you stuck and miserable in your life, because you're not willing to be bold and to take that risk. And the universe clearly says, take a risk. You were not meant to be small. Those beliefs that you're holding about yourself, it's time to look at them. It's time to examine them. What are you telling yourself over and over again? Whether you're consciously doing it or not, sometimes we have to slow down and go within and look at what am I telling myself? I'm telling myself that it takes a lot of work to be happy when it doesn't. I'm telling myself that I have to give up all the things that I love in order to be happy. I don't. I'm telling myself that if I become successful or wealthy, other people are going to look at me differently and they're not going to like me, or they're going to stop talking to me. That's not necessarily true. And if it is true, those were never your people in the first place. The universe will never take people away from you in your life without bringing in the right people. We shift away from people for a reason, because they're not good for you, or they're just not on your level with where you're going. And I don't mean that you're better than them. I just mean that you're not energetically in the same place. And you may be seeing that happening. You may be seeing things shifting. Maybe right now your life feels uncomfortable because it doesn't feel like you're where you're supposed to be. And that's happening for a lot of people because you're up-leveling. And in order to do that, it means we have to get out of that comfort zone. You have to walk away from the things that no longer serve you if you want to see better things in your life. We realize now that you don't have to spend 40 years in a job you hate. You don't have to spend 30 years in a relationship that's toxic. You don't have to live for 30 years in a place you don't like. You have free will, and you have the choice every single day to make a change. Yes, change is scary, and it might be a big thing for you, but that's the point. You came here to experience life, and you're not really living it or experiencing it if you're staying small, stuck, and miserable. It's time for you to break out of that. You have to become like the butterfly, right? It's not comfortable that you go in that place where you're being transformed, but when you come out on the other side, you're made more beautiful than ever before. But you have to trust the process and you have to do it. And so I wanted to pull some cards for you this week to give you some messages for what's coming up. And again, this idea of you have to take a leap, you have to be bold, you have to get out of your comfort zone, you have to get rid of that fear. Now, you can do an EFT tapping, emotional freedom technique, to really go within and look at where is that fear. There are YouTube videos that have them. And in fact, I think when I'm done recording this podcast, I'm going to go make one on my YouTube channel, a tapping for you. So look for that. The link will be in the show notes for my YouTube channel, and you can go to that. But you can also just do a search on YouTube for EFT tapping, tapping fear, fear of success, or just tapping fear. And somehow those fears are trapped in our body. They get trapped at the cellular level. And they come from layers and layers and layers, like multiple lifetimes that you're carrying with you that you don't even realize. We have to tap into that and let it go to be able to break free and to, again, get out of your comfort zone. So EFT tapping is one way to do it. You could do guided meditation too. And I think I already have a guided meditation on my YouTube channel for getting rid of fear. So go do that. Go look for that guided meditation. Again, the link is in my show notes for the YouTube channel. It's all free. And somebody sent me a vicious message like, there's a commercial. Look, I don't place commercials in my YouTube videos. I don't have any control over that because I don't have enough followers there to be like a paid YouTuber. So I don't place the videos there. I don't place the commercials in the videos. If you come across one that has a commercial, please kindly send me a message and I'll try to make it available in some other way so that you don't get the commercials. Because I get it. You're trying to do a guided meditation and a loud commercial comes on. That would be annoying. I don't have any control over that. I'm so sorry about that. But let me know because I can try to get the video to you in some other way. Now, you need to see fear for what it is. It's just a limitation and an illusion. Now, the first card when I did some tarot today that came out is the moon. And that is all about seeing through illusions and deceptions. So ask yourself, what was hidden and how is it becoming visible? So what fears are hiding within you and how can you bring those fears to the surface? Because the only way to get rid of them is to face them. You have to face your fears. And that's not always comfortable, I get it, but it's important. You have to. That's the only way we get rid of them. And sometimes you just have to do things scared. What Mel Robbins said was, you know, you just have to do the thing and know that you're probably going to fail at some point, and that's okay. But don't look at failure as the fatal thing and that's going to keep you from doing it again. Failure just means, okay, I have to look at this from a different perspective. I have to shift a little bit. And now I can see that, oh, I was meant to do this thing instead. Sometimes it leads us to the best thing. So don't be afraid of failing. Just know that it's a part of the process. And then you have the Emperor, but it came out in reverse, which means stagnation, infertility, lack, selfishness. So it's some way you are feeling stagnant and stuck. And like you're not able to produce anything new that's bringing abundance to your life. So what question can you ask yourself is, how do you want to feel? What do you want to express in the world? How can you express it? You're feeling trapped, like you can't speak your truth. How can you speak your truth and express yourself the way you want to be expressed? And then Judgment came out in reverse, which is all about doubt. Avoidance, procrastination. What are you avoiding doing because you're afraid it's not going to work out? The question to ask yourself is, what is your calling? I always ask, how can I be of service? What can I do that can be of service to others? And that is where you will find what your calling truly is how can you be of service? And it doesn't necessarily have to do with your career, although it can. But what is your calling? What did you come here to do? What are you teaching other people? And then we have the Hanged Man, which is looking at the world from a different perspective. And that means you need to look at things differently in your life. The question you can ask yourself is, what are you not seeing that is right in front of you? What are you not seeing that maybe you need to address? And once you do that, you have the Wheel of Fortune, which is things changing. It's luck, karma, destiny, cycles, opportunities. You're breaking cycles, generational cycles. And when you do the work and you face your fears head on, you're going to be breaking through those cycles and you're going to see a shift, a huge shift, and it's going to be positive. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Ask yourself, how can you focus on luck in your life? How can you focus on good in your life? And the more good you see in your life, the more good you see in your life. Start looking at things from a new perspective, which I love. That is so, it's a really good message. And then I pulled a couple of cards for you from Angela Rose's deck. And the first one that came out is take the leap. Don't wait a second longer to do the thing or take action on your dreams. You are ready now. There will never be a perfect time. Create your own time. Jump in and take the big scary leap. And listen, if you work on yourself and you're doing that shifting and you're doing the facing of your fears, you're going to be jumping into a whole new timeline. And that means that your life is going to look so different 6 months from now, but in a good way. You're going to shift in such a good, positive way. There's so many amazing things coming for you, but you have to look at your fear. You have to do the work. Create the time now to do what has been calling you. Get out your calendar and actually schedule this in. You can do it. So whether you are thinking about writing that book, make the time to do it. If you were thinking about starting your own business, make the time to start looking into what you need to do it. If you want to get out of that relationship, take the time to do some research, finding a lawyer or finding some advice. What do you need to do to get started? Maybe getting a separate bank account. Whatever it is, you don't have to shift the world in an entire day. It's baby steps, but you have to start taking steps and the universe is going to meet you halfway and they want to help you. And you can ask the universe, you know, show me signs, light up that path for me, send people into my life who can help me and they will work miracles for you. The mantra that goes with this card is, I was made for this. I am ready now. The next card that you have coming out is be bold. Stand in your power. Your time to shine is now. It has to start with you. Now is the time to take your life in your hands and be who you are ready to step into. Who is the person you want to be? Show up as him or her now. How does the person you want to be show up in your life? Create a vision board or a journal of how you want your life to be. Now show up as him or her. I love this, and I do this. I have a journal that I write in and I go and I look at what I've written and I take a moment and I just say a small prayer and I thank the universe for what I already have. And then I thank the universe for what is coming in. And then I do my part. What do I need to do today? Universe, what guided actionable steps can I take today to work towards my dream? And I might hear, create a TikTok, create a Canva video that you can put on social media, whatever it is that you need to do. I listen for the guidance that I'm getting. And sometimes that means coming back to a place of center and getting grounded so that you can hear that guidance that's coming. You can, again, just do a YouTube search for grounding. I think I have a video for that also on my YouTube channel. The mantra that goes with this card is, today I stand confidently and boldly in my power. You weren't meant to stay small, and the universe said that. You're not meant to stay stuck. You're not meant to be small. You're not meant to live a life that doesn't fulfill you. If you're doing that right now, it's time to change. What change can you make in order to bring those dreams closer to your reality? And lastly, I pulled some cards for you from the Archangel Michael deck by Dorian Virtue. And the first card coming out is, you created this situation and you have the power to change it. There's a prayer that goes with this card. It says, "Thank you for letting me lean on your strength and for reminding me of any personal power. Please guide me to manifest and heal according to divine will, creating peace and blessings for all involved." The second part that came out is, "Keep your eyes on your targeted intention." And the prayer that goes with this card is, "Thank you, Archangel Michael, for helping me focus on my inner visions and intention. I ask for your guidance in releasing any fears or doubts, granting me the confidence and courage to take action around realizing my dreams." And the last card coming out is, "You are on the right path." My prayer, Archangel Michael, I call upon you now. Thank you for giving me loud and clear guidance that I easily understand. Thank you for motivating me and filling me with the courage and confidence to make helpful life changes. I love that. You're on the right path, but you have to let go of any insecurities that are keeping you stuck. You have to be bold. You have to keep your eyes on the targeted intention. Instead of looking at all the ways you could fail, look at all the ways you could succeed. Face your fears head on and ask yourself, what's this really about? Is this fear rational or is it not? Is this fear mine? We take on so much that isn't even ours. We've taken it on from what other people have said to us, what society thinks we should be. It's time for you to let all of that go. The universe said the only person's opinion that matters is your own. So in other words, tell everyone else to F off, right? You don't need their opinion. You don't need that weighing you down. Let it go. Let the weight of everyone else's expectations go. The only person that needs to be happy is you. It doesn't matter what anyone else thinks. So let it go. Work on that fear, whether you do an EFT tapping, a guided meditation, or you just journal and you ask yourself some questions, some really tough questions like, where does this come from? Why am I allowing this to keep me stuck? What am I afraid of? What do I think is going to happen if I go for this? Am I willing to fail? Am I willing to say, if I fail, it's just redirection? Am I willing to accept that if I take this risk, the universe has my back? Am I willing to trust myself? Am I willing to trust the universe? Sit down with yourself and ask yourself those hard questions. And from there, we really find the answers. And we know what it is that really is keeping us stuck so that we can fix it. Because you deserve so much happiness and joy, and the universe wants to bring you that. But you have to start trusting. Trusting yourself and trusting the universe. If you would like to work with me, I do offer one-on-one sessions. And if there's something keeping you stuck, we can look at that. I can work up a plan for you to help get you unstuck, whether we do just journaling sessions together or we do some hypnosis on you. I am certified in hypnosis, and I worked with people in doing that before to allow them to let go of fears that maybe they're not even aware of. Whatever it is that you need, we can work on that. You can reach out to me if you'd like to ask some questions about what a one-on-one session would look like. Or if you'd like to book the one-on-one session, you can go ahead and do that. You can get on my website at melissaoatman.com/store. You can purchase a package or a one-time session. And then you just reach out to me and we'll set it up because I don't use one of those automated calendar systems because I want to make sure that you have the time slots that work the best for you. Or if you'd like to join us on Patreon, that is a wonderful group. And we meet there once a week and I do card readings for each person on the live. But we also will tackle whatever you're going through. Sometimes it's like a group therapy session because if someone comes there and is feeling stuck about something, we talk about it and we try to work through it. And the people that are there are just so loving and supportive and it's amazing. And you can join us. You can even try it for free. If you want to join for 7 days for free, you can. And you can even join us on one of the lives to see if you like it. If you do, it's just $10 a month. And you get an extra episode of Awaken Your Inner Awesomeness each week that only is for my patrons. And you also get the live card reading. And then sometimes I also put daily readings there, and there's also some guided meditations there as well. So I'd love to have you. You can join us. It's no obligation to you. If you like it, you can stay. And if not, that's okay too. As always, I hope you guys have an amazing week. Don't forget to check out my new online store to get your inspirational and motivational merchandise. And if you'd like a reading with me, you can always reach out. And on my website, again, melissaoatman.com/store, just look for the reading. I also still have my 10-day intensive self-love course, and that is on sale. So if you're trying to bust through any limiting beliefs, that is a great course because it works on your worthiness. And what feelings of worthiness are coming up when you're trying to go for your dreams? What's keeping you stuck? So the 10-day intensive self-love course is normally $20. It's on sale for $14.99 right now. You can go on my website for that as well. That's all under the store page. I hope that you guys do reach your dreams because you deserve it. And I am sending you so much love and light. I want to thank you so much for supporting me. And the best way you can do that is by leaving reviews for me everywhere. That helps me so much. Leaving a review where you listen to this podcast and also sharing my podcast. My podcast, I don't advertise it really, so it's word of mouth that it gets around. So the more people you can share it with, the greater that helps me. And I really, really appreciate each and every one of you. I hope you have such an amazing week. Remember to believe in yourself. You are capable of doing hard things. And I am sending you so much love and light. I will talk to you soon. Bye, guys.